The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Steckman of Cerro Gordo. The pledge will be led by Grace Gibbons, our page from Ankeny.
Please join me for a moment of silence, not only for the people of Ukraine, but for all of those in Iowa that are dealing with loss of property and the terrible loss of loved ones this past weekend. Thank you. Please join me in prayer. Thank you for this beautiful day to begin our week. It is now March 8th, only a dozen days to the spring equinox. The God of the Jews, the God of the Christians, and the God of the Muslims said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And the God saw it and said, "It is good." Light is truth, and truth, like light, is good. God bless each human that sees the truth. Help the truth guide us this week as we work for the betterment of all Iowans. Dear God, show us the light. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice.
Are there announcements coming for the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Ringgold, Representative Dolichak. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would I be in order for a brief announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, you probably received an invitation in the mail with my name on it. It's an invitation to the Iowa Prayer Breakfast. This will be our 61st annual Iowa Prayer Breakfast. It will be held Monday, Thursday, April 14th at the Veterans Memorial Community Choice Credit Union. Please consider attending. It's a great event. Our speaker will be Jeff Vines. Look it over. You can email your reservations at iowaprayerbreakfast.com, or there's a RSVP in here that you can mail back with the envelope. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Kressig. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I assume that you saw today that the UNI Panthers are here today celebrating the UNI Panthers Day on the Hill. If you haven't had a chance, please take time, go down there, visit. There's a lot of students here, and there's also educators and staff from the University of Northern Iowa. My second one, would I be eligible for an introduction?
You are in order.
Yes, right back here. Oh, my God, they left. Huh. Well, we had some folks from the Cedar Falls City Council here, down here on UNI Day, in part because they really get and understand the value that that school brings to our community in the Cedar Valley. So if we could just give a round of applause for the university and for the other folks that were here, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the lady from Dubuque, Representative Lundgren. For what purposes do you seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. And am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Ladies and gentlemen in the House, a few years ago when I was first elected, I had the privilege of bringing my daughter, a UNI student, to the Capitol with me to serve as my clerk. And today she is here as an employee of UNI. And so I'm happy to reintroduce my daughter, who is now Sydney Anderson. And if you could please give her a warm house welcome, I'd appreciate it.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Gobble. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Today I'd like to officially introduce to the body my daughter, Ellison Olivia Gobble, and then my wife, Elizabeth Gobble. Ellison just turned 2 months old, and she's very excited to be here. And she's already sat through a state tournament basketball game today, so applause is welcome. So thank you all.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Forbes. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Am I in order for an announcement?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Today is Iowa Pharmacy Day at the Iowa State Capitol. There are over 100 pharmacy students from both the University of Iowa and Drake University here today to meet with you, and along with probably another 50 or so community pharmacists from throughout the state of Iowa. And so I didn't ask you to take time to visit with them today. And also I'd like to let you know that this morning Representative Brian Best was given the Iowa Pharmacy Association Appreciation Award too. So congratulations to Representative Best. Thank you.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Conferst.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. In news that is as adorable as Baby Gobble, who is here today, Democrats will caucus at 1:40 in room 305. Yep.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Republicans will caucus at 1:30 in the Supreme Court chamber.
With both parties going to caucus, the House stand at ease until the fall of the gavel.